Will Georgia's anti-abortion law be overturned?
No, it will not.
Will Missouri's anti-abortion law be overturned?
Maybe.
Alabama's?
No.
Not even at the federal level, Georgia and Alabama?
Especially at the federal level.
Yeah, Ian was explaining this to me the other day. So the federal pro-abortion law, Wade versus Roe versus Wade, will never change.
Yes, yes.
But states will go their own ways, and then 90% of them will create abortion, anti-abortion laws. That will be the majority. That's what's coming. Am I correct on that, Ian?
That's what they're after. That's what they're after. But that's not, it doesn't matter. The womb's closing. There aren't going to be any babies to be worried about. What the thing's going to be about is going to be the thing that causes the Constitutional Convention. And while you're in there, hell, you might as well do a whole lot of things.
Was there another purpose for these anti-abortion laws? So, for example, was this intended to create more humans?
The original colonies were made to make a point that this was a precious thing. This gift that is. And you can't legislate the morality any more than the woman from Bath and Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, who was the local abortionist, could stop the essence of creation. But it's in reverse now. It's time to wind that down. So it's enough. It's not about anything other than you're not going to have that say over yourself any longer. Now, if a family mm-hmm. decided that a DNC was appropriate or necessary, we'd say okay, meaning there's not a place where you can say never is abortion good, never is abortion right, never, never, never. That's just not true. I mean, you want an example?
No, I get it. I mean, maybe the audience needs one, but I certainly don't.
Yeah.
No, but my question
Papa
is...
Papa moves back home, he's senile or has Alzheimer's, you have a 13-year-old mongoloid child girl in your household,
right. Yeah.
And the next thing you know, she pops up pregnant. That's a family choice to how to deal with that. And that's how that... If it's held that way, then there's covering in that procedural stint. But this just...
This has nothing to do with future human creators that wish to be born during this time. Nothing to do with it.
None.
Right?
Nothing to do with it. That's right. Nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Now you're in now you're sinking. Well, the fourth house and the third run of Aquinas, Equality, Queerless, of the Angamines and the Globberdobs and the Nuganubs, they're coming around the mountain. And she'll be riding 7 white slaves when she comes.
So there are no souls on the other side lining up to be here on this planet right now. Is that correct?
No. That's correct. The correct stuff is empty.
Okay.
That's how you got so many people from so many people from so many people. And see, and that's why unrealized creations are happening just post-haste. Things are happening that have never happened. Things are working out that never worked out. You see?
Boy, isn't that the truth. That is the truth.
Hey, Sandra, we learned the other day that Dr. Beter was correct on saying the Russians...
I heard that.
...laid that out in the 70s. The other thing, Cosmic Awareness, which Dr. Beter used to read, Cosmic Awareness, Dave Worser and them, they were correct in the 60s when the womb was... They started talking about the womb clothing. They were the first I ever heard it from.